Is Kathy Rawls here? Well, we're trying to get some more information out of the way that we're going to look at tomorrow, try to get ahead of this weather. Are you prepared to do your rule suspension annual update?
I'm not, but I'll do it.
Okay. Sound good to me.
Yes.
10-minute break. Quick. Go. Come back. I'll call this meeting back to order. At this time, I will ask Kathy Rawls if she will come give us a rule suspension annual update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be glad to do that. I am here to go over the temporary rule suspensions. At your November meeting, what we normally do is just go through go through what rules you currently have suspended, so you'll know as we move forward. Relative to our policy, we normally come to you for a vote. If you have suspended any rules since your last meeting, you have not, so we do not, there's no action items at this time. I'm just going to review very quickly what rules you currently have, the director has suspended by proclamation. Your memo is on what page 305, is that right, Laura? And you might want to just follow along. I'm not going to read the rule numbers because that's really annoying, but I will just go through these rules very quickly. I think there's seven separate rules that you have suspended the director has suspended right now by proclamation. The first is relative to prohibited nets, mesh links, and areas, and it was implemented to it be in accordance with the North Carolina Shrimp Fishery Management Plan to allow change of trawl net mesh size. The next one is relative to cobia, and it allows the division to manage the cobia fishery, change the seasons and size limits in order to manage in accordance with ASMFC's cobia management plan and the actions taken by this commission. And also in your memo, it lists the proclamations that are currently in effect for these suspensions. The third one is for pots, and it's relative to crab pot escape ring requirements that was adopted in Amendment 2 of the Blue Crab Fishery Management Plan. And the fourth one is also relative to pots. Crab harvest restriction rule and crab dredging rule are portions of those rules are suspended as well to implement the blue crab harvest restrictions that went into effect with the revision of Amendment 2. The fifth one is relative to pound nets, and there is an error in that. Sorry, Laura. Definition standards for pound nets, and we actually implemented this in Supplement A to Amendment 1 of the Southern Flounder Fishery Management Plan. That's the first time the suspension went into effect, and it allows the division to change the minimum mesh size requirements for escape panels for flounder pound nets, but that should say Amendment 2 instead of Supplement A to Amendment 1. I'll correct that for the next go-around here. And then Rules 6 and 7 that are currently suspended by proclamation are relative to shad, and it allows the division to change the seasons for American shad and the creel limits under the management framework of North Carolina's American Shad Sustainable Fishery Plan under ASMFC. And they are currently the rules that the director has suspended via proclamation, and I'll be glad to answer any questions. And again, there's no action required at this time.
Any questions? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.